This is Suzanne Axtell at EuroAusCon reporting live from the show floor.
My name is Kobe Amadumi from Fatango. Yak shaving is doing stuff that stops you actually doing what you really want to do. If you want to make a cup of coffee, for instance, you run out of coffee beans, so you have to go to the store, you have to get some money, you have to buy that, come back, then you can make the coffee. That's yak shaving. In the development world, it means setting up servers, creating backups, sorting out your security, all that kind of stuff before you can actually develop and deploy an application. Now what we've done, we've provided all of that within Zimki, our product, which is a JavaScript development application platform. So you get managed solutions, so you get your servers, you get your backup strategy, your security, everything done for you. So in its essence, we've shaved those pesky yaks, and you can get on doing what you like doing, which is developing cool applications.
Mm. I'm Jari Latvalainen. We're doing a kind of a co-op project with the University of Seinäjoki and Software.io, and we're searching for open source availabilities and opportunities in small business companies. We're actually looking for, let's say, a larger trends here. A lot of project management things has come up lately, and SOA, of course, Web 2. Actually, I'm not really familiar at all with open source, and this is like my first getting in touch with the culture.
So my name is Am, and I work for the local distributor in Belgium. Today, this book, JavaScript, the fifth edition, is a bestseller. The bestsellers at this moment are the head first ones. The head first in Belgium, they also use it for students. It's quite a new idea of teaching, and a lot of lecturers are very interested in these books. You know, I think it's part of my job that I have to attend conferences with books, and I think this is very well organized. And you know, a lot of people are getting what they are looking for.
I'm Piers Harding. I absolutely will not mention my company name because they would not pay for this. I've had a very good time. It's my one sanity checkpoint for the entire year, where the rest of the time, because I have an extremely boring corporate type job, this is when I come back to my grassroots, as I feel, or where I'm most comfortable. You know, within the open source fraternity, there is so much potential for combining that with other sources of information and the potential for creating all kinds of applications. Say, for instance, using the data as a cheap way for agricultural operations to map their large farms and whatever, and use it for stock control and rotation and things like that. All sorts of things that you could potentially do just because you've got access to an extremely well-defined picture of what your place looks like that you never could see before.
My name is Conrad O'Dea. I work for Iona Technologies out of Dublin, and I'm a principal engineer. We're here promoting a number of projects that we are involved in, namely Apache CelticsFire, the Eclipse SOA tooling project. Our first kind of interaction with service-oriented architecture came back maybe about 10 years ago, where we had a big financial company who said, right, this is the way we're going to do things. And they defined like a system that was based on kind of discrete services as all kind of reuse of those services and this kind of thing. And then Gartner came in and said, you know, here, we're going to do SOA. And we said, hang on, these guys are doing that already. Like, it's nothing new. You know, it's been around a long time. Get the right tools. Anybody can do it. There's no magic. And you don't need to go off buy specific products. You don't need to go off and kind of pay really high-priced consultants to come in and do that sort of thing for you. There's plenty of open source tools and frameworks available that help you develop in that mode.
From EuroAusCon, this is Suzanne Axtell for O'Reilly Media.